I saw, don't worry. I was there. I was tabling something there also. And I saw.
So, can you trust the person who saw? So, L'chaira, at first, you would say, what could be the problem? Why not? Yeah, he's a gadol. He's believed. But I have a big problem. A very big problem. Because the Gemara has a boya in Givamis. Can an Eid Echad, is an Eid Echad believed to say that this thing has been misered, you know, from Tevel? Or can an Eid Echad be believed to say that this Hekdish was Nifte? So the Gemara says, why not? Eid Echad Nem Bisur. So the Gemara says, but that is only if you don't have Ischazik Isur. But what if it's Ischazik Isur? What if it's Ischazik Isur, like it was Tevel, or it was Hekdish? So can you believe? Oh, very good. So that's the Lomdish part already. But Taisus asked your kash. Taisus and Gittin asked your kash. But the Gemara says this thing, and the Gemara doesn't come out with an answer. At least beferish. The Gemara doesn't. It's Tashma, Tashma. The Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara goes through a few places, Tashma, that you see that you are trusted on Maisri. And the Gemara says, no. That's because the owner said he Maisered it. And since Beyodai, since he could Maiser it, so if you're Beyodai to take off the Isser, that I know. That I know that the Eid Echad who, the, if he's the Beyodai himself, that I know you trust him. What I want to know is if an outsider. Yeah, he does say in Gittin. Very good, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if an outsider who cannot do it, that's what I want to know. Can you trust the outsider? And the Gemara doesn't come up with an answer.
What does that mean, an outsider?
Not the owner. So in other words, the owner can miser his own thing.
So you're saying by the Tevel case.
There was miser this stuff.
Right. That's what I want to know. Okay. That's what the Gemara... Right. So the Gemara, so now what's the halacha on this? So the Ramban and the Rashba say, it's muchach that lemaisa, the truth is we paskin, that you are believed, even if it's cheskas isa, even if it's ischazik isa.
Without biyara
is klor, that's the Gemara. Even without biyara. But the Rosh, and I don't remember who else, the Tur and a few others, they say, no, the Gemara wasn't paishit, and you have to paish this, safik l'chum. You got to be mach. Shulchan Aruch.
How do we know
Biyodah? How do you know? The Gemara just says, Miswar, it doesn't say any pasuk for it. So very good. So, I'm going to get to it in a sec. So now, Shulchan Aruch paskins that if it's Ischazik Isura, it's Ramah, really. Eid Echad Einoy Nema. Unless it's Biyodah. Okay? That's the in Sim Kuf Chav Zayin, whereby the din of Enoch and Abisur. That's the din.
If I knew it wasn't Meiser,
could I take it off?
In your day, Kuf Chav Zayin.
You can't take it off.
Well, for somebody else's Meiser. Right. The Gemara talks about that. The Gemara says, if the guy, the Gemara says such a sad, and I forget what the Gemara said, if you could be Toyer my Shalal Shal Chaveroi, then maybe I should also be Biyodai. And I don't remember what the Gemara says on
that's
that.
Mishaloi,
I could Meiser from mine on yours, so maybe I'm also Biyodai. And the Gemara says something. I don't remember what it was.
So there's no Zerfu Adam Shalal Shal Chaveroi?
There is. Yeah, there really is. You're right. The Gemara asks your thing. Well, that by
not, if I'm not taking off from my own.
Not from his.
No. From his, you can only do if it's, right, if you have das. That's the Gemara involved in Metziah. He can make you a shliach. Right. But so that's the din. Now, I'll also already mention that this din in Shulchan Aruch, what it's basically doing is it's being machmer for Taisis. And the Rosh, because according to the Ramban and the Rashba, we paskin that you are believed even on Cheskes Isser. And according
to Isha, then the only time she'll be believed is she was not Cheskes Isser.
Right. But that's what Taisa talks about. Every Isha is Cheskes Isser. So we're going to get to that.
I know it's Cheskes Isser. We only know because she told us.
I hear.
Right. So, but if I talk a new independently, that's where the Kiddush is.
Right. And still, for some reason, you'll believe her.
That would be Isser.
But the din really is that it's that right, it's so mutter. So that's Tosis Kasha. Right, we'll get to that soon. Right. That's right. That's all part right. So now, now I just want to mention like this. So we're being machmer for Tosfos that it was loy ifshita. But the Noida Behuda says that that din that we're machmer for Tosfos is only by an iser de raisa. But if it would be a derabbanon, so it's anyway sfeika the derabbanon. Because it's loy ifshita. The Gemara was loy ifshita the boyim. So it's a sfeika on the derabbanon. And you also have the Ramban and the Rashba who hold that you're believed always, so then you're allowed to do it. Okay, so now getting back to our bowl, our pot, yeah. If it's glass, you can believe the kid, but if it's a metal pot, so what we're going to do? We're going to say that this guy is telling you that it was tevel. Could he have done it? I mean, if it's poshet that I wouldn't have minded and I would have let this guy tevel it himself, so then it was taka biyada. He could have teveled it himself. But if, let's say, hands off, what are you doing over here? It's not yours. I don't want you touching it. So then, it wasn't biyada.
Isn't there a problem with tevling anyway for somebody?
Yeah. Well, tevling a kli, anyone can do. Tevling a kli, you could even steal a kli from somebody and tevel and it will work.
Biyada means just that I can take it.
So it's...
I don't have permission.
Oh, so it says, mefurish... In the Chazon Ish and in the Yanim Sameach, that if you have no rishus to touch it, it's not called biyara. Biyara is only if you could do it, and the svara is because why would I lie? That's how the Chazon Ish explains the whole biyara in this kind of thing. Why would I lie? I could do it. Why do you think I'm lying? I could just do it. But if I can't do it because I don't have rishus. So then, l'chaya, there's going to be a big problem. How are you going to be able to believe a guy to say something like that, to say that it was table? Now, I'll give you another example of the same kind of thing.
It's not like one mind. If I was holding the child's hand, it's also be other.
You mean, because I could do it, I could probably do it without the guy getting too upset. Okay, so there you could say it really is be other. But let me give another like scenario where it's going to get much tougher.
How about the din of shechita, right? The beginning of pool, right? If you aim it on kapara, how does that work?
Oh, very good. That is mamish what the Achreinim asked that kasha. The Ramban already asked that kasha. He says, how does it work if one person says that something was shechted? What's the biyadai over here? Right. He says, there's no biyadai. And that's his riot to what he says. Ramban says, you see, I'm right. How do you ever believe a guy to say that the thing was shechted? The other guy wasn't allowed to shecht it. That's why Mr. Rai, he brings to himself.
Because the Iker, he can't check him. Just it's a shame of whether or not he's doing it right.
What, the other guy who's watching, you mean?
No,
We're talking about, like, let's say there's cotton a guy, you mean if cotton shechting.
Right. So the Iker, he really can do it.
The
cotton. We're chayish, then maybe they're not doing it right.
Do it right. So we trust the other guy. So how exactly do we trust the other guy? In fact, the Ramban, but it wasn't Biyadoy of him.
It's a chashash, it's not against a vada.
But I mean, if there's a chashash, the din is that we would say that it's usur midaraisa, right? So I mean, so how?
Did the Shechita not happen? That's the question.
What your answer, the Pnei Yeshua and the Chazon Ish, both say, I think what you're saying by the Shechita case. They say that when you know for sure that it was Shechted, so the Chazoka isn't such a Chazoka Vadois, right? Because it was Isroi, so to speak, because it for sure was Shechted. There, everyone agrees that an aid is believed against a Chazoka Isroi, which was Isroi.
I think it was Shechted right.
You don't know for sure. Of course you don't. That's why you need this guy to say. But it's not, as soon as there was done a Maise to Shecht, so the Chazoka is not so strong.
That's an amazing.
It's already a Reisa in the Chazoka.
There's no halfway Shechitas. It's either Shechted right or wasn't Shechted
right.
No,
of course. We'll explain it later. You'll hear much better what it is. Okay. But as long as you know there was a ma'isa of shechita, then it's more kam. But here I'll give you another example, like which would be the first one I hear. You could say it is biyada. The guy could take it with. But what do you say in a case like this? I mean, I think that lemaisa really is usher, because I don't think there's really a good answer. But let's say you go into a a caterer goes to one of these like hotels, right? Where it's really a treif hotel, you know, but they kosher it out for an event, right? So the caterer comes in there, and he sees he comes in. They're supposed to kosher everything for him, you know, the day before. Fine. He comes in. He sees no spoons. Right? No spoons. All these a certain half they kosher this like half of the kitchen, you know, and the other half of the kitchen is the treif part. This part is kosher. Everything's there. No spoons. So a guy walks into the thing, and he sees the guy. What's the matter? No spoons. The guy says, don't worry. I was there. I happen to have been there. I'm not Star K, right? I'm not there. But I was there. I had to talk to the caterer. And I saw with my own eyes that they koshered the spoons. And the guy put them with the treif. You know, just take them out. I saw with my own eyes that the guys in Star K koshered. Okay? So the caterer says, fine. I trust you. You're an Erlich Jew. I don't think he can trust him. Because that guy, he can't do it. They won't let him touch his stuff, right? I mean, assuming. Okay, maybe again you could say they would. But let's say they wouldn't. Then he's... So if it's only Drabon and Treif, so then you could say the Neid of Yehuda. That we just said earlier, that you're believed on a cheskes iser. But if it's mamish treif treif, so then if it's not biyadoi, he would not be able to say anything because he's not biyadoi and it's cheskes iser. So I'm just pointing out this halacha dika thing. It might not come up so commonly because maybe very often it is biyadoi and maybe it's a lot of times rabbanan because veina ben yoyimai.
So the what happens if he said I saw the
kasher
of yesterday?
So then you have both. So then you mean? Yeah, I hear. Well, then you're trusting that it is a drabon gufa.
No.
What do
you mean? The kasher yesterday is held at the time of kasher. No, had to not have been
I saw that. It was
yeah, but even so, it would only be a drabonon because if it was more than 24 hours
before that,
since now to then. As long as it's a drabonon, then you have the Neid of Yehuda. I don't know. I saw Rav Avadia Yosef goes in all the tshuvas with the Neid of Yehuda, so that's why I'm assuming that there are those who argue with the Neid of Yehuda. But you know, the Neid of Yehuda, he's the one that said that by drabonon you're allowed to rely that you, on aid even by his chazik.
You're allowed to be makel like Taisus.
You're allowed to be makel. Well, no. You're allowed to be makel mitzirif that you have the Ramban and the Rashba who stam hold your belief that is chazik isura.
Plus
that Taisus who said it's aser is only misafik. So Mimele, Tais himself is only safik. So it's a safik the Rabbanan, and you have the Ramban and the Rashba. So Mimele can be same. Okay. So now you heard my whole shmooze. I got all the way to the lamaisa right away. Yeah. So we came out with a few dinim, right? The din is, in Shulchan Aruch, an Eid Echad is not believed on Isser when it's Yischazik Isura. He is believed on Yischazik Isura if it is Biyadoi. And we had a Neid of Yehuda that by a Drabonon, even if it's not Biyadoi. Okay, those were the dinim that was. Okay, now we'll go back all the way to the beginning again. We'll go with the Lamas.
He has to own the Kaelid.
You can do Tvil's Kalim if you don't own the Kaili.
Even if
I broke into a guy's house and I stuck in his Kaili, it works. You don't need anything.
I don't know if that's. Huh?
Because I can't do it for you when it's, I own it. I haven't used it.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, before it becomes Clay Suda.
That's not yours yet.
That's
right. In our Zedin is it has to be clay suda before you tivel it. So you need to purchase it and say it's for my. Once then
that's what the rabbi puts the jelly beans on.
Right.
Behaber is this thing. You put jelly beans on it and eat off the jelly beans.
Oh, and then it became clay suda. Oh.
That's so chiddush. Uh-huh. It's jelly bean.
Okay. Fine. So now we'll go back all the way to the beginning. Tosfos says like this. What are we saying? That the din is that if it's ischazik yisura, then you're not allowed to believe in Eidech. In fact, Tosfos, I thought the whole Mekoyer is from Anida. So we're talking about that she's Anida. So she's Yisura. So she's ischazik yisura, and you are believing her. That's the kasha Tosfos says. So Tosfos answers, Eino b'chezkas roye kol yoim. You don't say that she has a chazaka, that she's going to have more and more re'iyas of dam, right? So memela, it's not true. It's not a chezkas iser. That's what Taisa says. So the achrayim asked kasha. But what is that supposed to mean? Let's take a case of ischazik isur. The Gemara's case in Gittin. You have a lady who's married, and now there's a get written, right? And Eid says, I'm Eid Echad, that the get was written properly, Lishma and everything. So the Gemara says, you can't rely on one Eid, because it's Chazik Yisur. So, is it Bechezkas that the get was written wrong? Nah, but there's no Chazak that the get's written wrong or right. That's not the issue. The get is totally questionable, yes or no. And the Eid is saying it was done right. The Chezkas Yisura is because she's married. She has a Chezkas Eishas Ish. So who cares if you don't have a Chazaka of Re'ias Dam every day, but she is Bechezkas Iser Zava or Nida, whatever she is. So why are you saying that she doesn't have that chazak? Oh, so very good. So there's two ways to answer pshat in what Tais is trying to say. Beis Halevi says a very mistaber dikei yisai. Beis Halevi says pshat in Tais is like this. What's the ikur concept of chazaka? The ikur yisai of the whole idea of chazaka is, don't change anything. Status quo. Don't change anything. So he says, what would be if in order to not change the din, you would have to fuel it by making a change? Yeah? You have some kind of situation, a halachic situation, that in order for the halacha to remain, the only way for the halacha to remain is if a change happens. So he says, that's not a chazaka. That's nothing. So he said, where do you have that case? Right here. Exactly. A zava, or a nida, if she won't have more riyas, she will get mutter. So you cannot say, chazaka, status quo, she is usher forever. In order for that to be, you're fueling that by saying she had riyas. That's what Taisus is saying. She doesn't have a chazaka, they have more riyas. So you can't go and make a chazaka out of it and say, but I have a chazaka, that I have an iser nida. That can't stay on its own. It needs fuel. So you can't put in riyas to make her stay usher. So the whole chazaka is garnished. So according to that derech, Tosfos is saying there is zero chazaka here. Okay, that is the point of Tosfos. There is no such thing in the world as a chezkas nida or a chezkas zava, because since these isurim automatically can't last, and the only way they can last is by something happening, that's not a chazak. That's not the whole concept of chazak.
The only way they can stop is by something happening, which is tefila.
Okay, without right tefila, you need. So Tosfos has a separate piece on that.
That she's Torah, she says that she can't, that she has the key.
True, right? True.
Because
there is a shayla.
You'd have to say There's no change if to say that she's right.
Meaning,
that's connected somebody. She drives the Isser Nida until she does something.
Until she does Tvila.
It's constant,
right?
Oh, you're talking about what you mean that let's say she didn't do an actual Bedikah, but really there was no Re'iyah? What is the din?
Yeah,
well, that's a big shaila.
Doesn't count,
right? That lechora should now not be nema. Because for that you don't have to fuel it.
You're talking about to say she actually did the bedikas. Okay, but I'll give you an answer on that, because Tosis has a question, a separate question. He says, how do you believe her that she tivled? Tosis asks.
Yeah.
So on that, Tosis says, that's for sure no problem, because that's biyada. It's biyada. Right. So Memela, the same thing would go on the Bedikas. On the Bedikas, you would believe her because it's biyada. Right? So the only thing you have to worry about is the Re'iyah.
The results are not biyada.
The results are not biyada. By that, we're saying you can't fuel, right? You can't add more Re'iyahs. You can't make more dam because you want things to stay. You can't do that.
So all that does is takes away the biyada. The thing which is not biyada is something that doesn't fuel.
Right.
Which is a time limit.
Which will go away unless something more happens. So whatever, both parts are covered. That you cannot say more dam came because you have no right making more dam come. And all the rest is what she did. Is biyada.
So that's not considered
a chazak isur. That's not called cheskas isur klalu klal. Zero chazak. It's no chazak.
It's not a bad chazak. So no chazak.
One second. How about can you switch the shechita for a second so we have neveila? Is that chazak isura?
Neveila is chazak isura. Yes.
Eiver minachai. And it doesn't go away until shechita, right?
Right. So that's a good ischazik isura. That's a good ischazik isura. It can't go away. You got to do something. If you leave things, it will never go away.
The status as a leader or something does not go away without tefillah.
You're right. But
it's
also beyond. You're right. So your belief to say you shechted.
Okay.
You are believed. So that's what we're trying to end up that you're believed.
Right.
Not that you're not, that you right. are. You are believed to say you shechted because of biyada. You're also believed to say you tivled because it's biyada.
Right.
The problem was, but even if you're believed to say you're tivled, but how are you believed to say the dam went away? There was nikiyah. That was what bothered Tosis in the first place. Tosis himself says that. What bothered him, it was on the Nikim.
Oh, not on the Tvila.
No, because he says that separately. He says, Tvila is okay, it's biyada.
Okay.
Okay.
There's no guarantee by the Nikim.
Right, that was what's bothering Tosis. And on that, Tosis is answering, but you can't have a chazaka that there's no Nikim. There's no such thing. The other way to learn the Tosis is, Avada, really, there is a chazaka that she has Isser Nida. There is. And even though it has to be fueled by dam, that doesn't matter because we would like to keep the status quo on the Isser Nida. But it's a suylishtanis. It's a weaker chazaka. And now getting back, if you remember, we said this earlier that on a weaker chazaka, you are believed that your neman and eidechot is neman to testify. Okay. So that's the other way to learn, and that's how the Prima Gadim learns in Hilchas Shechita, in Hakdama to Hilchas Shechita. Tosis is trying to say, since it's only a weaker chazaka, which is Asui Lishtanois, so that already Eirachot is believed.
Doesn't Shmaya say that she's not testifying against the chazaka? She's not contradicting the chazaka. She's just saying, I didn't see dumb, but she's not contradicting the chazaka.
Usually
with an Eidechot, right, then it's contradicting the Chazaka, but here she's not contradicting it. She's not saying the Chazaka is wrong, she's just saying, I didn't. Like the Beis HaLevi.
I don't remember this piece. The Shmaitza says a lot of things about this place. I don't remember.
That's cool.
Okay. Have to look again.
Is this the basis for Eidechot by Mesa Bala, but Medina Sayam, but you only need one Eid?
That's a special kula because that's Dover Sheba Erva. That's a davar shebe'erva. Eishes ish is davar shebe'erva. Ain davar shebe'erva is mishnayim. And it's a takana de rabbanan that you believe her. Here it's not a davar shebe'erva. Nida is not called a davar shebe'erva.
Because of atuma.
Tuma, right, that's Isurim. That's Echad and Bisurim.
Right, so therefore, because of that, you don't say the Davish Be'erva.
What? Why is Nida not a Davish Be'erva? Why isn't the Nida a Davish Be'erva? Oh, because a Nida is not called the Erva. You see that for this Indian, a Nida is not called the Erva. The Rabbi, the Sefer Yashar Rabbeinu Tam says that something Isura Tluya Beyomim is not called the Erva. Since it's only for days, it's not called the erva. Yeah. So, okay. So, let's get back to what we said. So, there's two ways to learn Taisus. Either Taisus is saying that a Nida doesn't have a Cheskas Isser at all, or even if she has it, but it's Asui Lishtanus. Okay. Now, in the Pischei Tshuva Taka, on the page in Yeredeya, by Hilchas Eirechen and Risur in Kuchav Zayin, he says, in the name of the Sefer Chaymos Yerushalayim, even though if we pass in there, ein echad neman kesheis chazik isura, but if it's a chazaka asuya lishtanois, you are neman. That fits exactly to that prima gun. Oh. So, besides for the prima gun, it's the marit also says that it's a chazaka asuya lishtanois. So I want to mention that in the Darkei Tshuva, you know what that is, the Darkei Tshuva, he says that there's a sefer, I'm not familiar with it, Tosfos Yerushalayim, who says that it's a Mefurish Yerushalmi Keneged the Pischei Tshuva. Avada E'edechad is not Neman against the Chazaka Asur Yilishtanis. Okay, that's what he says. He says it's in Paragimel de Yuma. So I know what that Yerushalmi is. I want to say it over because it's a Moyeridik Yerushalmi. A Moyeridik Yerushalmi. It's like a Chidus Duma. And I want to say over this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says like this. Everyone knows the Mishnah in Yuma. It says that they would send up somebody before they did the Karban Tami to say if it got morning. Okay. Bakai. So the Gemara said, the Yerushalmi says, how do you trust the guy? Maybe he's a liar. Okay? So the Yerushalmi answers, it's a milsa devida ligluya. If the guy lies, the next guy can run up there and see they lie. Then the Yerushalmi continues, how do you trust a lady to say, my baby was born on Shabbos? Or whoever's there in the room. Yeah? Maybe it wasn't yet Shabbos. Let's say it was born on the borderline, you know, and somebody in those, right? Yeah. Look, how do you trust him?
As far as a bris,
then you're going to have to make a bris in a week. So the way the Mefarshim say, it's trying to say, same answer. Because it's avida ligluye, because somebody else, if the person lies, somebody else could also look out the window and see that it wasn't really three stars yet, Friday nights. Okay, that's what it says.
How you know somebody was there? Yeah. You know,
oh, so
there.
It comes an unbelievable.
Right, yeah.
In the Chuvas Divrei Amos, you know that is, that's Rabbi David Becher. He was, I never in my life ever saw so many titles written by the Noi de Behuda on somebody, wow, as they wrote, and that's what they print on the front page of the Chuvas Divrei Amos. It says Me'ace, and then it writes lines and lines of titles from Chuvas Neid Behuda, Simin, this and this and this. It's a going on there. So he writes over there, it comes out from this Yerushalmi that you taka cannot trust a person alone that their baby was born on Shabbos if it wasn't actually Avida Ligluye. Yeah? If they were in the hospital alone and there was no Avida Ligluye or no one was could have caught that, then you can't trust him.
And a goy,
but Lamaise,
a goy counts as a can be made.
A goy can't be made.
So if the nurses are there that are not Jews, they can't be made.
Enough of us in the gluye.
I don't know. Maybe there's a thing. There is a thing about, yeah, the feet tuma, it doesn't usually work on the rices.
Yeah, but nowadays is a different thing because
Don't worry, Lamaisa, the din is
okay,
like the Ritva. The Ritva says, the Ritva and the Riyal say, the din is Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, and that's it. As long as any Jew says it was Shabbos, that's it.
Joe,
so I mean, yeah.
They had a time; it was born such and such time.
Right.
By us, it is a
he's Jewish.
Yeah. Oh, you mean because you can look on the clock, whatever somebody else could see.
I look at my zmanim and I know right away whether it's.
Yeah, but it has to be a bit of glue when you say it was 6:42.
Right, but. The reason the Shabbat is to me, is the case of Bar Koi is if one person isn't trusted, you see what's going on outside continuously. You see right now.
You could, right. So he says, the Divrei says, according to Yerushalmi, the only way you're allowed to trust that guy is there were other people around who were mamas looking around and walking around. They could look out at any second at the window.
I'm just making a clue between a historical fact and something that's happening now in front of you. Avida Lugui means it's right now happening in front of you. It's taking place.
Yeah, well, Avida just means it's common. It's easy that it will be in Isgalut. As long as it's very shy, I'm too scared. The idea of Avida Lugui is I'm scared to lie because I know they'll just catch me, right?
I mean,
that's the idea.
Yes.
So as long as... So the kash is, the whole Yerushalmi is... What happened here? What do you mean maybe he's lying? What's the pshat in the whole thing? So this sefer, I only see what Dr. Chui doesn't say, but I'm sure that's what it meant. That the he learned that pshat is because there's a chazaka that it's still night.
Even though
it's Asui Lishtanis, of course,
right.
But you can't believe the aid against the Chazak Asui Lishtanis. And the same thing, that it's still Friday, there's a Chazak that's still Friday, that there's such a Taisis, increases on Yitzhayim, that that's called like a Chazak, a Cheskes Yom, a Cheskes Laila. And Memela, he's taken out of this Yerushalmi that you see that an Eid Echad is not believed when there's a Chazak, even if it's Asui Lishtanis. Okay? And then I saw also the Dvar Melech on the Rambam learns the Yerushalmi that way.
Why don't we bring a raya from a cut katana when you're bodek? That the Gemara says you need two edim for the bidik of the raisa.
You mean to see if she has shtei Cyrus?
Right. So I saw
if she's
a gadol.
You're saying I don't remember it so well. It's not so for sure you need two, right? But if you say you need two, so would that be a raya?
It's also
The only thing is like this, because over there, it depends what you want to use it for. If you're using it for a davar shebe'erva, so then that could be why you need two, right? Like if you're using it for chalitza or you're using it for kiddushin or gerushin. That could be why you need two, because davar shebe'erva needs shnayim, right? But if it would be for an iser, maybe you have to know what the din would be.
Also,
if you just want to know for iser, let's say just for
to another chazaka, right? Because chazaka de rava, and the question is whether that's
well. If she's 12, you mean chazaka de rava is like that you did happen.
Exactly.
How do Yerushalmi treat that shaitan?
Well, if it's biyada, you see, when it's biyada, you're okay. So the shaykhid is biyada, but here you can't make them become day. So that's how he learns the Yerushalmi. So Mamele, he says that the Yerushalmi is a raya brura, that not like that whole mahal. Okay, so now what are we going to do? So I want to tell you over today, I looked in the Sefer Habris from Rapertinsky, he brings a lot. So he says, Yesh Beyer Mehagoin Rav Moshe Feinstein Shlita. Al Yerushalmi Zu. So I looked up the Igris Moshe. It's in Chelik Al Fiyere Deya Simon Samache. It's from Luban. From Tafresh Tzadi Gimel to a certain Goin. I never don't remember the name and never heard of his name. Yeah, I'm saying he wrote it in Europe. And he says, Masha Kasavta. Ma hapshat Yerushalmi zeh, right? L'chayra hikushi atzuma, right? Because Vaistoitz of Aleph was, he didn't think that the din is, that Eid Echad is not believed because it's a, right? So he says an unbelievable thing. He says a yesoid, which is In the Rosh Hashiva Svarim, they say the Yisayid, but he put on a new part onto this Yisayid. He said, what is the whole idea that Eid Echad is not Neman Kneged, let's say, Cheskas Yisr? It's one of the examples he gives. He said, is the Pshat, are we saying, because the Chazakah is like stronger than the Eid? Is that like the issue here? He says, it's not the issue. Because there are definitely chazakas when we say that the aid wins over the chazaka. Just like, for example, we just talked about it. Let's say it's a chazaka de Israel or something. The pshat is something else. He says, the yesoid is the Torah only gave the aid power to clarify things which are unclear. To be levar dvarim, which he just is being mavar. So the pshat is, if it's a dover poshet, that this thing is tevel, and nobody knows anything but that. And then this aid comes along, and he calls it lechadish dover. The aid wants to make a chiddush, that something brand new that we have no, aid isn't here for chiddush. He's only here that if you don't know, you already don't know, maybe it's the treif, maybe it's the kasher one, or some kind of suffix, something which isn't clear. So the aid comes to clarify, and he says that's also the reason why an aid can never work in a bezdin. A bezdin always needs two aid. He says, why? Because bezdin doesn't just clarify. Bezdin makes a din. A bezdin makes a din. When bezdin paskins, it's not pshat that bezdin just looks it up for you. And they say, oh, okay, I found it in Shechosh and Mishpat, Simin, this and this. I found the answer. He says, then why would you need three? Then you can ask a good Rav, yeah, who knows what he's talking about, and the Rav will find it for you. A Bezdin makes a din. He says, an aid can never do that. An aid can't do that because then the aid is being Mechadish Dover. He's like making, he's the one behind the creation of a din. That an aid can't do. Oh, well, okay, here we're talking about even as an aid in front of the Bezdin. Right. One aid can never do a Chiddush Dover.
Unless it's Chalois.
So he's, well.
Chalois he does.
What do you mean?
Can you start anything?
Not one aid. He's talking about one aid. One aid can never make a Chiddush. So he says, now he adds the following. He says, to make a chiyuv on you is also making a chiddush davar. To say that the thing is so or is so, that an aid could do. But to make a chiyuv on you, an aid can't put on me a chiyuv.
Shmuel.
Chiyuv shmuel. There, and I guess the idea is because it is because of suffix. Like in other words, we're nervous, we're choshed you. So you swear because we're choshed you. Like, that's the whole idea of, like, the Shmuel. So what he's trying to say is, he says, what those two examples in the Yerushalmi, you're talking about that I'm mechuyev to bring a Tamid. I'm saying, yeah, it's the day. It's you must bring a Tamid.
Sure, it's not a Mamonis. It's a trigger.
It's like a chashat we're making, right?
No, it's a trigger to create a Shmuel.
It's also
a
kiss in the Torah.
That the Torah said. But I think also anything. The whole idea of a Shmuel is that Bezin doesn't know if you're lying anymore. So they say, since we don't know, you have to swear. Right, so that's not a vadois kind of thing. It's a chashat kind of thing.
Well, because in the case of Shmuel, there was already a Tayin and a Nitin. The aid is not coming in and being Mechadish. Something happened.
Oh, you mean because there was already argument anyway.
The Tayin says, I said this. And he brings an aid. Right? So he's not being Mechadish.
Mechadish the whole thing from nowhere. Okay.
Same point in Kinnas too. Right?
How does it help you?
Because there also, there's already a suffix. There's already a suffix.
So what does that Vito Lekluy help you?
So the Yerushalmi was asking, how could the aid be Mechayev Tamid? And also, how could the aid be mechayiv amila, a bris? So on that, the Yerushalmi says, in a chanami, for that, you need avira ligluye. And avira ligluye is that you're scared. And when it's avira ligluye, then we believe you no matter what. Okay, that is the pshat Rav Moshe says in the Yerushalmi. So according to Rav Moshe, it's a different Yerushalmi. Okay, it's not because of chezkas da shasui lishtanois. That's not what was bothering the Yerushalmi. What was bothering the Yerushalmi was that an aide can't put a chiyav, mechadish a chiyav on you. Hey, that's how he learns. Now, I just want to tell you also, agav, a third way how you could learn the Yerushalmi, which is to re'ev in Rosh Hashanah. It's a chef. I'm going to lay on the table one day. The Turei Evin is working on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Beis Amud Beis. There it says in the Gemara, can you believe one aid to tell you which day was Rosh Chodesh? In other words, he didn't see the moon or anything. He was there, and when Beis Din said Hayoyim Rosh Chodesh, can you trust him? So the Gemara answers, yes, it's a milsa David el Gilui. If you lie, he'll get caught. So, Frank the Turi Evan, who needs that? Eid Echonam Bisurin. That's what the Kashi asks. So he says, Vaistois, Hechmiru b'inyani yom toivin, b'inyani moyaris. Okay? Because in other words, you're going to rely on it to keep yomtiv that day and not keep yomtiv the other day. It's a chumr derabonin. That's his pshat in the Gemara. So I mean, according to him, that might be the Yerushalmi, because it's all Chil Shabbos and Chil Yom Kippur.
You can make it up. You want.
I'm saying it's his Chumrah about Yom Tov. I mean, this is. So I'm just mentioning that. But I will say that there's a Tshuva Sarivash who says a different. The Minchas Chinuch is very busy with this Turi Evin. He brings it all over and he tries working on it and think of Pshat and the Gemara. He wants to give his own answer. He doesn't want to say the Turi Evin's answer. He brings the Turi Evin's Kasha. Why did it say Avida Ligluya? But in the Tshuvas or Yivash, he says a different Pshat in the Gemara. He says, because that whole Gemara is talking about that the Tzedukim were Kilkul, right? So that's the Chumrah. Because how could you trust the guy? Maybe he's a Tzeduki who's trying to be Mekalkul. So the Gemara says, no, it's Avida Ligluya. He wouldn't do that. So it's only over there. I'm just mentioning that on the side.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. All these Mishnayos, right?
Yeah, that's what, it's right on that daf of Mishakil Kulakusim. Okay, fine. So, anyways, I just said over three ways to learn the Yerushalmi ha stuma. One way is that the Yerushalmi is saying that you can't believe an aid against a chazak asuyi lishtanos. The other way is Rav Moshe's way. You can't believe an aid to put a chiyav on you, which is also an unbelievable yesoid. And the third way is with this chumrah of the Turi Evin. Fine. And I forgot to say that in the Divrei Emes, in that tshuva, he learns the Yerushalmi like the Turi Evin. He doesn't quote the Turi Evin. I think he lived earlier than him. He says, the Yerushalmi is saying when it comes to Chil Shabbos, the Chil Yom Kippur, we're machmer not to rely on aid. And he tells to a Tosfos in Eirvin Nuntes that says that if the reason why your ladder will rely on a Eid Echad, that the Tchum is over here, is because Tchum in Durban. Shmami knows there from Tosfos that if Tchum would be a Deraisa, you wouldn't rely. Why not? Eid Echad and Bisurin. Says Vaisis Tosfos also holds this, you say. That we're Machmar and Chil Shabbos. Okay? A good Tosfos of Eirvin Nuntes. So fine. So we have three ways to learn the Yerushalmi. Okay. Now, I wanted to say, I'll pee this Yesod of Rav Moshe, an answer to a kasha that many Achronim ask. And there's a shayla halacha about it. The shayla is like this. Let's say a guy bought a hot dog, right? And he's at a baseball game, okay? He put it down. And then he comes back and he sees there's five of them on this table, yeah? Because some guy put also down. And he has no idea which one was the one that he put down, Bechla. So Ayid, who's sitting there, says, I was watching because I knew you were going to... That's yours, the second one. Okay? So can you rely on it? So what's the shayla? Why not? But the shayla is like this. We just went through that we paskin that Eid Echad isn't believed against the chazaka. That's the Rama paskins. Roy v'chazaka, ruba adif. So ay bezoi kavu chaymer, you shouldn't be able to believe in aid against the roy. So since over here roy of them are treif, so maybe you can't believe aid against the roy. Okay, so this shayla. For Doshu Bada Pnei Shua and Rabbi Kiva Eger and and the Noida Behuda and everybody.
It's Kavua.
Well, we say Kavua. I guess over here maybe you're right. If it's Kavua, it has to be that Snicker. But this guy's for that guy, I guess it's Snicker. He didn't lose track.
Yeah.
So you want to say maybe you could say Kavua. So, I hear. So maybe that could answer. So maybe that case, I have to try a case where it wasn't Kavua.
It wasn't Kavua.
Let's say it wasn't Kavua.
Yeah.
So what do you do over there? So there's some Achronim say, in a Chanami, you don't believe the aid. And some Achronim say, you do believe the aid. So I want to explain, according to the Igros Moshe, why we could say you do believe the aid. Because if the pshat would be that the chazaka is stronger than the aid, then taka, the mathematics would be a nice cheshbon. If the chazaka is stronger than the aid and the roiv is stronger than the chazaka, then all the more so. But according to Igros Moshe, it's not the pshat. If the aid was just against hilchas chazaka, the aid would win. It's the vort that he can't make a chiddush, right? But if it's not a chiddush, then the aid could win over the chazaka too. How could you have a case where the chazaka is not a chiddush? So this is really what Rabbi Kivager gives an example. Rabbi Kivager says, what's the din if, let's say, you had a chazaka, what's his case? His case was that a person, the one of two people were bo'an isha. Either it was, let's say, a Jew or a goy. We don't know which one it was. If it was a Jew, she could still marry a kohen. If it was a goy, she's a zayin, she can't marry a kohen anymore. Right? And the Eid Echad wants to say it was the goy. Would you believe him? Or would you say, since it's a chezkas heter, you can't believe the aid that way either, against the chazaka? So Rabbi Kivager says, if it's a maise was done, which was vade ma'ir a suffik, then a vade, the aid, could say anything he wants. The only time we say the aid is less than the chazaka is when everything is quiet and the aid wants to make from nothing. It's really mamash like the Igros Moshe's kind of thing. The same exact thing. It's all because you can't say, the aid wasn't given to make chidush. If there's a shayla lefanecha, then the aid could come. I don't care about hilchas chazaka. That's not what bothers me. It's when there's no shayla, you can't mechadish from nowhere a shayla. So memela, over here, when you have a bunch of hot dogs, right? Of course there's a shayla. There's a kosher one somewhere here. I'm not making any chidushim. Al-hakol yodim. There's one kosher one. The question is, which one was it? So over there, Avada the Eid is stronger than Roiv. Because the Eid is stronger than Chazaka too. The whole Yisayit is not stronger. It's the Yisayit of making a chidush when there was no mehechetesi. Right? So that would answer that.
How do you know that it's the one that was there from before?
Oh, you mean because maybe it's gone? You mean why someone threw it away or something?
Someone took an idea, but
okay, that's a different kind of case. I hear. I'm saying if you say that, I don't know if that's also called the chiddush though. If I say it didn't happen, I'm saying there's zichar tzad that it didn't get thrown out, right? In order to be a chiddush, the pshat is an urge, as far as I know, nothing, and you're coming with a chiddush from nowhere, so you can't make a chiddush. But if it was there, so I'm just saying it's still there, so that still shouldn't be a chiddush. So that should be good. So that could answer that case. Oh. Now, okay. So we came out now with a new din. That an aid echad could be believed against the roiv, even though he can't be believed against chazaka, because he's not making a chiddush. That's another din.
So go back to the case of the tefillah of the kid with the child.
Okay. So over there, the issue is that we would call it a chiddush, I think, because you don't know that any tefillah happened at all, right? I'm saying, yeah, unless you want to make a svara that since the kid went, that already makes a reisa. I don't know. Say that the kid went to the mikvah, so that makes like a reisa in the chazaka. Right? Something to think about, maybe. Maybe the fact alone that you sent the kid, it still makes a shtickle reisa at least. Maybe. Oh. Now, I just want to finish up with one last thing. All right, this I don't know if we can do the whole thing, but I just want to finish up with one very important thing. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says an unbelievable line in Shulchan Aruch. When it says the din of Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin, it says, Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin Lehater V'loy Lesser. That is how it says the din. He's only believed in Isurin to make Mutter and not to make Aser. Okay? So she asks, what's this? You're only believed to make Mutter and not to make Aser? Right, that, you don't believe her? What's going on over here? Right? So there's two ways to learn that line in Shulchan Aruch. The Gra says it's a practical line. Avada, there's no difference. Eid is believed to say Mutter, and Avada and Eid is believed to say Aser. There's no difference. By the way, this is a quote from Taisus. It's in Kedushin Samachem and Beit. That's where the Shulchan Aruch is from. What it means is, practically speaking, in your usual case, it will always turn out that the Eid would only be Nema to be Mater, not to Aser. Why is that? Because we know that we paskin that when there's a chazaka, you're not allowed to use the A. You can only use the A when there's no chazaka. So it comes out like this. If there's a chazaka that the thing is mutter, you wouldn't be able to use the A to make an aser. If you have a chazaka that the thing is aser, you wouldn't be able to use the A to make the thing mutter. Okay, now the exception being anida. Because anida is asui lishtanois. So there, she's able to go from mutter to aser or aser to mutter, either way, because they're both aser lishtanos. But in your normal thing, which is not aser lishtanos, you don't have that. So then, when is your ikur case of Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin, Zok the Gra? Your ikur case is when you're mesupik. I come to a piece of meat. I don't know. Is it kosher or treif?
And there's no chazaka.
And there's no chazaka. I just walk in. Or is this chayil v'shulman? Is this kosher or treif? So, until the aid told you anything, what was it? It was Sophic, so it was Aser. So practically speaking, an aid echad will only be Nam and be Surin Lahatir Velo Lesser. In your everyday life, it will always turn out that the aid echad is
Bris Mila Erev Shabbos.
What's that?
How about Gesik Bris Mila Erev Shabbos?
So Bris Mila Erev Shabbos. So there you have a case where there was no Chazaka. And then it's Taka coming out that he's even mothering the Bris on Shabbos. It's true. And in a case, if you could find me a case where you don't have a chazaka issue, then he'll be mother and lesser, for example, like you said, a Bris or what it be, a Nida, anything where you don't have chazaka. The Shulchan Aruch is referring to a normal case where you would have a chazaka, then the normal case would have to be that it's a psophic. It would only be a hater. That is how he learns the line. But in Shubis Rebbe Kiveger and Chelik Zion, he learns the Shulchan Aruch like it says it. And he says, the Mekor of Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin is in this week's Parsha of Sofrala. Memela, the whole din that an Eid Echad is Neman B'Isurin is Lahater. That's it. The din of Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin is Lahater. There's no such thing, Lesser. So Shabbos, but what's the Svar? I mean, if he's believed, why? So on this, Rav Nochum says...
How about Saita?
Oh, well, there's a special... I mean, that's a special...
That's a special
Zerza. It's a special Zerza Kossar. Because there's a Raglaim Ladover. Right, that's a Torah made a Chiddush that Raglaim Ladover, so you believe it's really Dover Shabbat, the Gemara. So what's this Svara? So Rav Nochum says, if you look in the Rambam says that even somebody who's a chashid is still, in certain cases, depending how bad of a chashid, he's Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin still. Why? Because even if though he might do it himself, Eimas HaIsurim Olav, he's too scared to tell you that, he's not going to do that. He's not going to tell you it's mutter. For himself, he has Yetzer Hara. But he's not going to tell you it's mutter. So Rav Nochum says, Vaistois, that this pshat that we're saying in the Shulchan Aruch holds the whole nemonis, why you trust the aid, is because Amos is suing Olav. He's too scared to matter you something until he's sure. But to say something is aser, he's not scared to say it's aser. So you lose the whole nemonis. So right, I would have said a whole thing about this Rabbi Kveger, but I'll call upon him. That is a good thing to remember. State in Shulchan Aruch, that's how it says it. Eidach nemar b'yisurin lahater v'loy lesser. Say a two pshat.
So by an isha, why
she believes? So by an isha, oh, you mean how she believes? How could she say she's tamei? According to this, that's a good kasha. That's a push of the kasha. How do you believe her? That's for herself. That's only for herself, though. Right. But how about the man?
Once
right.
She says it for herself.
How according to this, that's a more than. I hear you're right. How does she say? If you say she really can't say lesser, so how does she say she's a nida?
It's not her age. What's her age?
No. Where you see that? But I'm a nida.
She goes against what's happening by itself.
Every case is like that.
She's not being made that she's
no. She went to the nida 2 weeks ago.
But why?
I saw dam.
Right.
I mean, it's not when she says.
When she says I saw dam, why do you believe it?
In the first place.
In the first place. Pasha the kasha. I don't know.
Something what happened. She's
way done. Yeah, how do you are here? I don't know how you're Nemo.
Okay. That, I guess Friedman is in Shiva till Thursday.
Who?
I think it's still
there.
Who comes to
the house?
Okay.
House.
For what? For
his mother. For his mother. For my cousin.
Oh, it's your cousin. Huh?
No, they sat in
Queens.
And Joey came. They were in. He was in Philadelphia. She was living in Philadelphia. But he's coming. He's here now.
He came this morning.
Thursday morning.
They had. I'll try to get it to you.
I can look at.